Well, checking sports this morning, last night, the Western Iowa Conference holding its cross-country meet at Avoca, and the team champion in boys is Tri-Center. They win it with 58 points last night. Underwood with 93 points, the runner-up. Riverside with 101 was third. AHSTW with 123 points was fourth. Griswold, Audubon, Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia, and IKM Manning round out the rest of the field. Among the top finishers, Mitchell Nelson of Audubon was the champion as he finished in first place, with Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer right behind in second, Tim Brink of Riverside third, Otis Macheka of Riverside fourth, Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia placing fifth. The rest of the top 12 includes Dion Coffey of Tri-Center, Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley, Thomas Kahn of Underwood, David Thompson of Griswold, Ben Wade of Underwood, Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center, and Cole Fisher of AHSTW. On the girls' side at Avoca last night in that WIC conference cross-country meet, it was Underwood winning the team title. It had 58 points. Missouri Valley with 70 was second. Griswold third with 72. Trainer was fourth with 85, followed by Riverside, Tri-Center, AHSTW, and Logan Magnolia. Carly Larson of Underwood was the individual champion, with Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning the runner-up. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley was third. Mary Grace Martin of Underwood fourth. Anna Young of Griswold placing fifth. The rest of the top 12, Kylie Cook of Underwood, Alexis Post of Riverside, Olivia Russo of Tri-Center, Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW, Claire Hansen of Missouri Valley, Cheyenne Sporer of IKM Manning, and Kaylin Gilpin of Missouri Valley round out the top 12 in that conference meet last night. In high school volleyball play last night, the Western Iowa Conference Volleyball Tournament getting underway. It was Griswold defeating AHSTW 3-2. Tri-Center down Griswold 3-0. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 3-0. Logan Magnolia over Riverside 3-0. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 3-1. It was Underwood over Audubon 3-2. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard in 3 straight. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference Tournament, Bedford over Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Bedford beat East Union both in 2-game sweeps. Southeast Warren topped Nottoway Valley 2-1. Nottoway Valley beat I-35 2-0. And it was Mount Air over Southwest Valley 2-0 last night. Cubs ace Jake Arrieta and Mets standout hurler Matt Harvey didn't have their best stuff on Monday night, but that didn't matter much as long as the Cubs were establishing a new postseason record for home runs, while the Mets broke their club record for runs in a playoff game. The Cubs banged out 6 homers and took a 2-1 lead in the National League Division Series by whipping the Cardinals 8-6 at Wrigley Field. Chicago topped the old mark of 5 home runs set by a number of teams, including the Cubs, against the Padres in Game 1 of the 1984 National League Championship Series. St. Louis cut a 5-2 deficit to 5-4 in the top of the 6th inning before Jorge Soler smacked a 2-run shot in the bottom half. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo hit back-to-back homers in the 5th. Dexter Fowler, Starlin Castro, and Kyle Schwarber also went deep for Chicago. The Cubs won handily despite a shaky performance by Arrieta, who was 13-1 with a .7 earned run average in his previous 16 starts. Arrieta surrendered 4 runs and 5 hits over 5 2/3 innings, including Justin Hayward's 2-run homer in the 6th inning. Losing pitcher Michael Wacha was reached for 4 runs and 6 hits over 4 1/3 innings. Stephen Piscotty hit a 2-run homer in the 9th for the Cardinals, who will try to stave off elimination this afternoon. John Lackey is scheduled to start for St. Louis against Jason Hamill for the Cubs. We'll have that game for you this afternoon here on KJAN. It's an earlier start. 2:42 is the pregame show today. 3:37 is the first pitch scheduled at Wrigley Field this afternoon. As for the Mets, they took a 2-1 lead in their NLDS by clobbering the Dodgers 13-7 last night. Curtis Granderson, Yoenis Cespedes, and Travis d'Arnaud combined for 8 hits, 11 RBIs, and 6 runs scored after New York managed just 5 runs and 10 hits in the first 2 games of the series. That run total beat the old team mark of 12 set in Game 4 of the 2006 National League Championship Series at St. Louis. Granderson put the Mets ahead to stay with a 3-run double in the 2nd and added a 2-run double to finish with 5 knocked in. Cespedes unloaded a 3-run blast in the 4th, and d'Arnaud provided a solo shot and 3 RBIs. Harvey had to work hard as he needed 97 pitches to complete just 5 innings as he spotted the Dodgers a 3-0 lead in the 2nd and then left the game after yielding 2 earned runs and 7 hits while striking out 7. But he fared better than Brett Anderson and Alex Wood, who combined to surrender 10 runs and 11 hits over the first 5 innings of that game. The Dodgers will send Clayton Kershaw to the mound today as they try to stay alive. The Mets go with rookie Steven Matz. The Kansas City Royals and Toronto Blue Jays have stretched their American League Division Series to a fifth and deciding game by winning yesterday. The Royals are 9-1 in their last 10 elimination games after scoring 7 times in their final 2 at-bats, and they beat the Astros 9-6 in Houston. Kansas City scored 5 in the 8th with the help from shortstop Carlos Correa's 2-run error on a potential double play grounder. That miscue allowed the Royals to tie the game before Alex Gordon added a tie-breaking grounder. Eric Hosmer belted a 2-run homer in the 9th after lining an RBI single during that 8th-inning rally. Correa homered twice and had 4 RBIs for the Astros. Colby Rasmus homered for the 4th time in 5 playoff games to give Houston a 4-run lead before the Royals sent that series back to Kansas City for Game 5 tomorrow. The Blue Jays are still alive after they hammered Derek Holland in an 8-4 rout of the Rangers in Texas. Holland surrendered 3 homers and was tagged for 6 runs and 5 hits in 2-plus innings. Josh Donaldson smacked a 2-run homer to put the Jays ahead before Chris Colabello and Kevin Pillar belted solo shots to make it 4-0 by the 2nd inning. Pillar added a pair of RBI singles to help Toronto go up 8-1. David Price worked 3 innings of relief to pick up the win. Toronto starter R.A. Dickey allowed a run and 5 hits, but fell 1 out shy of qualifying for the victory. There have been 21 home runs yesterday, 21 in total yesterday. That's a record for one day in postseason play. The previous postseason record was 15 on October 3rd of 1995. Well, the Iowa High School football poll out this week from the Associated Press looks like this. A Class 4A West Des Moines Dowling is top-rated with Bettendorf and West Des Moines Valley 2-3. And Class 3A, Pella's number 1 with West Delaware and Cedar Rapids Xavier 2-3. Dallas Center Grimes is in at number 5 in this week's poll. Harlan stays put at number 7. In 2A, Albia, Spirit Lake, and South Tama top the poll. In 1A, it's Iowa City, Regina, Dyke, New Hartford, and West Branch, the top 3. Underwood is number 4 this week. Class A, Algona Garrigan, BGM, and West Sioux are the top 3. Logan Magnolia is number 6 this week. Audubon is ranked 7th in this week's poll. Also in the 8-man class, Newell Fonda is top-rated this week with Don Bosco number 2. Glidden Ralston is in at number 3. Lennox is ranked 5th in this week's poll. Elkhorn Exira EHK is number 8, and Fremont Mills is ranked 10th in this week's poll. Well, a somewhat promising start has given way to a troubling reality now that Iowa State has started Big 12 play. If that sounds familiar to Cyclone fans, it should. Iowa State is in the midst of yet another season-defining stretch. The Cyclones, fresh off letting Texas Tech gain a school record 776 yards and a 66-31 road loss last weekend, will host number 3 TCU on Saturday before a road trip to number 2 Baylor. It will take arguably the biggest win in school history just to earn a split over the next 2 weeks, and Iowa State would still be below 500 with 5 games left in their season. In other college football news, Steve Spurrier has coached his final game. A person close to the situation tells the Associated Press that the South Carolina head football coach has told his players that he's retiring effective immediately. The person says the school has not named an interim coach, but likely would announce someone to finish out the season by Wednesday. The Gamecocks are 2-4 overall and 0-4 in the SEC for the first time in Spurrier's 23 seasons coaching in the league at Florida and South Carolina. The 70-year-old Spurrier was in the middle of his 11th season with the Gamecocks. The 1966 Heisman Trophy winner was 86-49. With the Gamecocks. Southern California has fired head football coach Steve Sarkisian just a day after athletic director Pat Hayden determined that Sarkisian showed up at school in no condition to lead practice. Offensive coordinator Clay Helton was appointed the interim coach Sunday. He'll officially lead his first practice today. Kansas City Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles will miss the remainder of the season. He has a torn ACL in his right knee. The star running back hurt his knee in the third quarter of Sunday's loss to Chicago, and an MRI on Monday confirmed that tear. Earlier Monday, Coach Andy Reid said the worst case is the ACL is torn, and that's probably the direction that it's heading. Charles was making a cut deep in Bears territory on Sunday when his right knee buckled at a gruesome angle. The four-time Pro Bowl selection needed help from a trainer and linebacker Justin Houston to get off the field, never once putting any weight on the leg. Charles tore the ACL in his other knee 4 years ago, missing most of that season. And last night, Michael Vick couldn't engineer a touchdown drive for 3.5 quarters before he rallied the Pittsburgh Steelers to a 24-20 thriller over the Chargers in San Diego. Le'Veon Bell scored on a 1-yard wildcat run as time ran out to give the Steelers a 3-2 record. He took the direct snap, ran left, and was buried in traffic before diving for the end zone. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.